The Committee on Rules Administration will come to order. Senator Youngbauer, the eager of first, 1196.
Yes, and 1196 deals with manufactured housing. It made the committee deadlines the first time around, but it's a it's been kind of a complex back and forth between the parties to make sure all parties are happy, so it's been before committees a couple times. So I feel we should be able to move the bill.
Senator, was it here before?
In rules?
I don't
think so, no.
So let's try to figure out the path here. State and local had it, and it was referred after the deadline. So you just said that it had met the deadline before.
Well, we did. We went to state and local before deadline, and housing and both those committees that had the bill, we did testimony before both committees before the deadline, but language was in the process of changing, and state and local wanted to see the bill in its entirety. We had the language that actually was affected in state and local, but they wanted to see the complete bill, so we ended up back there after deadline to give them a copy of the complete bill, although the language that actually was before state and local hadn't changed at that time.
Is there any controversy on this bill?
I don't know if there's controversy left. I believe it's just been details of the definitions. It's an interesting. I think there's people from both sides here.
Well, no, I don't want to get into that. I'm just trying
to it's been a process of getting both sides to agree on language, and it's some of the definitions.
Senator West was holding in her committee until there was a kind of a consensus built?
No, actually, when we went to Senator West's committee, the only solid language we had was the things that were, at that point, were the things that were in her, or affected by her committee that she had jurisdiction over. But we were still negotiating on other parts of the bill, and Senator West requested it back to be sure that the committee understood how those parts interacted with the state and local issues.
So this is just something the committee didn't get to on time. Mr. Chairman?
We didn't have the final language in time when it hit state and local the first time. The negotiated language from parties.
Yeah, I went there twice for some reason. Senator Borglum, did it make some kind of, or is that the policy committee? Health, housing, family, security. Is that
policy committee?
I believe it was sent back to state and local at Senator Rest.
Should it ever have been in health policy?
It went to both of them twice.
Well,
yes.
Well,
it went to both of them
twice.
We have housing policy within that committee, and I guess mobile homes deal with housing policy.
Well, Senator, anybody who had to go to the Sioux City committees twice probably deserves to have this bill on the floor. I don't know that I've ever seen that, but you were in the same two committees twice.
Well, it's an issue, Mr. Chair, that I've been working on for 5 years, as well as others in the Senate have been trying to get both parties together, and it's the first time in the 5 years I've been here that we've got both sides in agreement.
Senator Metzen.
I know I've heard this a couple times over the years, and I think Senator Jungbauer has done a lot of work on this, a lot of compromising, and I think it's all right now.
Metzen moves Senate File 1196 be recommended.
Thanks.
Senator, that the committee report be adopted. Senator Cohen.
Let's say this bill has to go to the rules of the Finance Committee from here. it's got an appropriation in it.
Okay, let's look at that.
Establishes a fund.
Is it already in the fund?
It's the fund actually.
Senator Youngbauer.
Mr. Chair, members, the fund self-appropriates any money that's put in from both manufactured housing community owners and manufactured housing owners put into a fund, and then monies can be drawn out of that fund to actually administer anything.
This is creating the fund. This fund does not exist.
This creates a fund that does not currently exist.
I think it does have to go to finance then.
Okay.
Because it's creating the fund.
Mr. Chairman, let me just make clear with Senator Jung, we're going to have another committee meeting probably on Monday.
I thought it was an existing fund.
Okay. Senator Olson, Senator Frederickson.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's good for any time there's a fund established that it goes to the Finance Committee, because we've seen some of these funds established where, quite frankly, they didn't work, you know, and they had, I'm not saying that's the case with this one, but it's always good to have the Finance Committee have a look at it to make sure it does what they intended and that it actually appropriates the money.
So Metzen moves the committee report for the,
is that right?
Yeah. Moves on. Just first, the first motion first. Adopt the committee report. Adopt the committee report and re-refer it, re-refer it
finance.
To the Committee on Finance.
We're amending.
Aye.
What is our motion?
We would have to amend the committee report to send it to finance.
Okay. We're going to adopt. Okay, we're going to find out what the motion is in a second. Right.
So what is the motion?
That the committee report be amended to read.
Okay.
That would so amended the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Okay, repeat that. Here's Senator Metzen's motion. Mr. Watson.
The motion is that the committee report be amended to read that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill be referred to the Committee on Finance.
On the Metzen motion, further discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. Senator Vickerman. Senator Vickerman. Yes. Senator Larson. Are you handling Vickerman, go?
Senator Torres-Ray,
she's on her way.
Okay. Is Senator Larson here? Is Senator Sparks here? Okay, why don't we start reading Senate File 886? It is a resolution to Congress. And there's going to be an A2 amendment. Senator Moore.
Mr. Chair and members, thank you for the opportunity to present to you Senate File 886, which is a resolution to Congress. This is a resolution that I think this may be the second go-round of this resolution in the Senate. If you just take a look at the language, We recognize that the co-authors recognize that immigration policy in this country is really a federal jurisdiction, and it's at the federal level. And clearly, it is a federal system that's broken, and it has to be addressed, and obviously it has to be addressed at the federal level. That being said, though, I think that the individuals who are affected by federal immigration policies are those who are our neighbors, and their plights affect all of us at the local and at the state level. And what this resolution does is to ask the President and Congress, by way of our congressional delegation, to look at a comprehensive immigration reform policy that will help to alleviate the impact of this broken immigration policy at the state and the local level.
Okay, so members, you may want to look at 2.3 to 2.12. This is kind of the action item. Senator. It was in my packet.
Should be in your bills to be heard.
Nothing in there. Thank you. Mr. Chair.
Some while, let members have a chance to kind of read it here.
The A2 amendment.
Yes.
Updates the language from lines 2.3 to 2.12.
Oh.
When this amendment was drafted, there was a when the resolution makes a specific reference to Senate File 1033 and House the House Resolution 2330, and the A2 amendment actually takes out that specific reference.
Okay, Senator Torres Ray, please join us. You can sit there with Senator Moore. Okay, Senator Clark moves the A2.
Page 198.
Okay, so Senators, the amendment apparently deletes some language that perhaps was a little more controversial than had been hoped. Senator Torres Ray.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman. We had meetings with other senators who were interested in supporting this. Senator Joe Gimsey, in particular, was very supportive of this process, but he asked that we introduce some of these amendments to the resolution. So we have been working with several members to make sure that we have more input into the process.
Okay, questions on the A2 amendment? Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, motion adopted.
Questions on the amended Senate File 886? Senator Bergman moves Senate File 886 as amended. Be recommended to pass. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
Thank you, Senators. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee.
Senator Larson. Senator Bergman needs a copy of this. Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. 1648 is a bill that started off as far more expansive as it relates to the essentially the zoning at the end of the runways that we have in our state entirely, and we have narrowed it down in the Transportation Committee to establishing a runway safety and airport zoning advisory task force to look at the issues that have arisen out of essentially what is a disagreement about the level of safety and the appropriate zoning at the end of our state's runways, and mostly of concern at our state's international airport at MSP. This will establish a legislative task force that would look into all the issues as it relates to appropriate zoning, taking into account all of the necessary safety provisions that are typical for best practices at a major airport. And so, Mr. Chair, that's the short version of what we're doing here. We would like to have the bill re-referred to the state and local government oversight in operations committee where we can have further discussion about the task force itself. I believe that needs some additional work in terms of involvement by stakeholders, and we're hoping to have that conversation and continue to visit this very, very important issue.
Has it been through the finance committee yet?
It has not been through the finance committee, Mr. Chair. Well, I was in the transportation policy and finance committee. I don't know if that operates the same, Mr. Chair.
Chairman, no, it hasn't been, but if Senator Larson wants it to go to another policy committee first, then it can come from that committee to the finance committee.
Okay, and then it is going to have to come back here. So, we have to adopt the committee report.
The recommendation is to adopt the committee report.
So, Senator Clark moves that we adopt the committee report. And that committee report is to refer it to local government.
Mr. Chairman, would it be proper to include in that it not have to stop back here at rules before it goes to finance? Have we ever done that in the past?
Well, we want it to go right to finance from Senator Ross' committee. But then it has to finally end up here because we're going to change the makeup of this. Can we have it go from just Ross to finance?
Mr. Chairman, yes, we can. I'm forgetting the language of it, but we do have a phrase that we put in there to waive the requirement that it return to the Rules Committee after it comes out of state and local government.
Well, we know the spirit of that.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if we can just dig up our standard form. It's something about waiving the application of Rule 2.03 on further action on the bill.
Mr. Chairman, I would think that would be a wise, prudent thing to do to save.
So Senator Clark incorporates that, and Senator Coleman, you will refer it from finance back here so we can look at the makeup of that when it's done. Thank you. Senator Bowman.
Mr. Chairman, just two questions. One, why is the bill late?
Senator Larson.
Because apparently it isn't just here because of the task force prep.
I think it's because we didn't have any airport bills this year, and somebody felt we needed one.
That's just one question. The second question, is there any money left in the Finance Committee for COVID purposes?
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senator Berglund. I haven't answered the first question, and I don't know about the second question as it relates to the money. I don't have that part solved. But this has been an issue that's been around for some time as it relates to where we're at with our runway safety. The original bill that I introduced was trying to take a stab at actually finding a resolution within the legislative process. What clearly came to be the case as discussions continued throughout the session about the bill that I introduced is that we probably as legislators can't find that solution without looking out and having a full process with stakeholders. The discussion about going to a task force started to occur very, very late in the process, and that's why the bill is late. And I understand we're very late in the session, but I think this is an important enough issue for us to press forward on and try to make as much progress as we can. The issue is one of runway safety, and I think, you know, one where the reason that it also is coming forward is this: during this past year, there's been a study that occurred that was asked for by or funded by the FAA with the help of the Department of Transportation that further raises issues about whether or not we have best practices in place at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. And so given the fact that safety is an issue that we're all concerned about, we want to just continue to push forward on the issue, fully realizing we're beyond some deadlines.
It's file 60.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Larson, I was on the Transportation Committee when this was your original bill was being discussed, and I think when this change was made, it seems, as I'm trying to look at this language again, that the issue, I think you're going back to try to redo everything that the group that had led to the current practice had done. And the question I think that was there before the committee was perhaps what needed to be analyzed was the process rather than to re-examine all of the detail, whether that process worked. And is that, there's, to some extent, that is a part of this, but is that the focus rather than to rehash every detail and come up with the same solution that you were talking about before is to make the actual recommendations for what those procedures are, or whether we have a process in place that is in fact working or not? Because there's some that feel that it was and it has worked effectively, and the change that you were talking about had a great deal of implications in a lot of places around the metro area, around that airport area So is it, from your standpoint, is that the purpose of it right now?
Well, Mr. Chair and Senator Olson, I think the purpose is both things that you raise. Number one, to make sure that we have in statute the appropriate authorities and authorizations to come up with the safest, most appropriate circumstances as we find development occur around our airports. I think given the fact that we have been given the benefit of the Clarion study that occurred at MnDOT with the FAA, I think it is also reasonable for us to look back and just see where we're at in terms of our international airport and our best practices being used there. So I don't think we can go forward on this issue without looking back to some degree, because really what we're questioning in that is, did we have the right process in place? And if in fact we don't believe that we did it produce the result that should have been produced in that process?
So, Mr. Chairman and Senator Larson, the route this will go is that this will go back to local government now and then finance. So it will be, that issue relative to process and structure will be reexamined in local government then. Going to finance and
Mr. Chairman, Senator Olson, that's absolutely right. We hope to make great improvements to the bill in state and local government as it relates to all of, you know, I think the discussion transportation, a lot of it was about involving as many people as we can so that we have a really good look at it, and I'm committed to that.
Senator Bergen.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Larson, you know, there isn't anything that says that we have to have an official study task force created to study something. Our committees can have, you know, subcommittees appointed to work on issues during the interim. And I intend to do that with my committee. And so I just throw that out as a thought, especially since your bill is late, and especially since at least the last time I was hearing a bill in finance, we didn't have any more money. We do. We have a few bills that are looking for money besides yours. So that's just a suggestion.
Thank you. I think that's a pretty good suggestion. That's something Sarah Cohen's committee might want to consider rather than coming up with $100,000. So we have the clerk motion, which is to adopt the committee report and also to include the appropriate language. So Joint Rule 2.03 is suspended for the purposes of a transfer after state and local government takes it up to finance committee. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted.
Thank you,
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
Senator Sparks, welcome back. Senator Sparks, laid out of somewhere?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This was the Consumer Right to Know bill that did come out late out of the Senate Commerce Committee. Certainly, Mr. Chair, I know that you've spoken in the past that you wanted tough chairs, and I think we certainly have one with Madam Chair. However, we did
strong chairs.
However, we did discuss it with the chair, and Senator Mutson was kind enough to bring the bill back up and made some changes, and that's where we're at today. This bill has been passed off the Senate floor in some version over the last 2 years. I'd ask counsel to help, because I do understand that both the House and Senate language is here, but I don't think it would be appropriate to make policy changes in this committee. So whatever the easiest...
Why don't we just get it to the floor and do your business on the floor? So, and this has a live House file that's come over already, huh?
Yes, Mr. Chair. This language, a separate version that came out of committee, did pass off the House floor in 93-39
vote. Mr.
Watson. Mr. Chairman, apparently what's happened here is that the Senate file came to the Rules Committee because it was late. While it was in the Rules Committee, the House file came over and was referred to the Rules Committee to meet up with the companion. But since this is a late bill, not one that's here for substantive reasons, I believe at this point it would be appropriate to send the bill back to the floor. That is, to the motion would be to adopt the previous committee report, sending the bill to the floor. Then the House file will be pulled up and compared and substituted, so that on the floor you've got the House file but with the Senate language.
And that will all happen automatically after we send the Senate file out of here.
So Metzen moves then that the previous committee report be adopted. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Sparks.
The committee report is only on the Senate floor.
Senator Pogemiller.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair, Senate File 6 has been referred from the Tax Committee. And it's a bill that does create some new funds. The Heritage, it creates the Heritage Enhancement Council. It creates the, it creates several funds. And that one council, I guess it just creates the Heritage Enhancement Council, but it creates three funds, the Great Outdoors Minnesota Fund, the Cultural Legacy Fund, and the Heritage Enhancement Fund. And the council that is in the bill on page three has, is a citizens council that does have members of the Senate and the House on it, but it is dominated by citizens. This has been something that has delicately been worked out with the various interests in the heritage area of hunting and fishing. And it's gone through numerous committees, and I believe that that is in pretty good shape right now. And would hope the committee would adopt that. I believe Senator Frederickson has an amendment.
Madam Chair, I do, and as I looked at this bill, I see that the 3/8 of sales tax was increased by statutory rather than by a constitutional amendment approved by the voters, and so it'd be a statutory dedication rather than a constitutional dedication, and quite honestly, I don't think that satisfies very many people, because this has been talked about over many years. It's been a constitutional dedication. And I think we should engage all the citizens of Minnesota in that debate as to how we are going to fund conservation, clean water, and the cultural aspects of our society. And quite frankly, I think we have many members of the Senate that would be reluctant to increase the sales tax 3/8 of a cent just by our vote, when there's the possibility, or I think the preference, of having a constitutional amendment on the ballot and letting all the people of Minnesota decide whether or not we should increase the sales tax and also dedicate it to the funds that are activities that are in this bill. So, Madam Chair, my amendment would essentially turn this back to how the bill was before it went to Tax Committee.
Thank you, Senator Frederickson. It appears that we're going to have to wait a moment for the amendment language.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator?
Mr. Bumper? Watson left it on his desk.
I gathered that was the case. So we just have to wait a moment. Senator Olson?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Frederickson, your aim is to return it to what language?
To an increase of 3/8 of a cent sales tax for funding for the purposes that are in this bill, and would be by constitutional amendment, and would constitutionally dedicate those funds to habitat and conservation, to the clean water and parks piece, and to the cultural activities, the cultural legacy.
And Mr. Chairman, Senator Frederickson, did you include any of the other amendments that went on in Tax Committee?
Yes.
Yes.
Could you explain those?
Senator Pugh-Miller?
As I understand, what the Tax Committee did was say that if there was any growth in the sales tax, that it would not go to these activities, to the legacy items that are in this bill. And I would like to see that growth go to clean water, habitat, and cultural activities.
So, Mr. Chairman, you're not including that amendment.
Senator Olson?
You're eliminating that one.
Eliminating. Well. I'm returning the bill to how it was before it went to.
Senator Pugh-Miller, sounds like some clarification.
Well, that Senator Frederickson certainly can do that, but I believe the amendment as drafted will keep the language that the Tax Committee put in to not allow that massive growth. So it would basically keep it at roughly the $300 million.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Olson, if I could just explain, I believe the Tax Committee report to this committee did not include that language, and it should have.
It is.
And so I think it's only appropriate to put that language in, because the Tax Committee did adopt that language fairly unanimously about 2 weeks ago.
Mr. Chairman, I will confess that I had an amendment prepared for the Rules Committee to attempt to do that in a little different way in which it was done in tax committee. But I think that if we did get serious about restructuring our tax policy, and which could involve a quite an expansion of the sales tax base, I think even that discussion in the course of the campaign could jeopardize the passage of an amendment, because it could be a great windfall for all of that. Yeah, and I think that is.
Is that the angle?
If we do in fact restructure and do more as a part of statutory, I think that's fine. But I think that to sell a percentage of sales tax and have that greatly restructured, I don't think is quite right in terms of with the public. So I disagree with Senator Fredrickson on that particular provision.
Mr. Chairman, the main thrust of my amendment is to return it to a constitutional dedication and a vote of the people.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Senator Poggenmiller.
I'm conversant with the tax.
Madam Chair.
Senator Poggenmiller.
Senator Fredrickson, if you look at the A18, that language is on 123 to 126. That's an amendment that the tax committee added several weeks ago to keep the proportionality so as that there would not be the windfall. And Senator Olson, I understand that you do like that language, you do not like that language.
Mr. Chairman, I do like that.
Okay.
I had a different plan, was to capture it and put it in a fund that it would extend the length of the amendment. That was just a different approach. But I think this accomplishes the same thing, and it keeps the same deadline or sunset date for the for that fund, which would have to be revisited or rebrought back to the people to continue the dedication.
And
Senator,
members, I think that was some good work done by the tax committee, that language on 123 to 126, so I think it would only be appropriate if Senator Fredrickson does want to return this to a constitutional amendment for that language to be included.
Senator Langston and Vincent.
Madam Chair, when we talk about growth in the sales tax, it doesn't mean growth in dollars.
No.
I think it means expenditure to cover other items that are not now covered.
If the base has changed.
Right.
Yeah.
Senator Cohen?
Well, Madam Chair, I'm not so sure. I think it's a good idea. Why don't we do that with the MBEST amendment from last fall? Prevent growth.
This is the base. This has been described incorrectly. More precisely, it's the base. If we expand the sales tax to clothing,
you got enough?
Okay.
This is a different
matter. All right. I didn't follow that. Okay.
So I do think the tax committee did some good work there.
I agree.
I support the Fredrickson amendment.
Other discussion on the amendment?
Well, Madam Chair.
Senator Langsam.
As you know, it went down in taxes at one time, and the majority of the people on the tax committee just thought we shouldn't be budgeting through the Constitution. Today we did change it to statutory, and I was comfortable with that. So I do support it as it's now written. I don't support it as the amendment. Change it.
Any other discussion? On the Fredrickson motion. My understanding is there is one more amendment.
We'll have to do this first.
I've been told it's an amendment to the amendment.
All
right, put this up. We're going to do this first. So on the Fredrickson motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion's adopted.
Madam Chair.
Senator Fundamental.
I have an amendment.
I hope the word from the
Thanks. And, Madam Chair, this deals with the specific language of the constitutional amendment. It's a slight tweaking of the language, I think, to more accurately reflect the language that is now in the law that came through our committees. We started out with the original language that was in the SAMS bill from last year. That language has not been changed, because the other committees just assumed we would deal with that language here, which is the appropriate thing to do. This language now more accurately reflects what the bill actually says in terms of those three stools. And I think it gives a pretty good representation of two voters of what this incorporates. It's to protect water quality and groundwater, to preserve and enhance fish, wildlife, habitat, and natural resources, supports parks, trails, historic sites, natural areas, and increases access to arts and cultural heritage. And then boilerplate says this is raises the tax 0.375%. So I think this is just a little better language relative to the state of the bill this year as opposed to when it passed the Senate last year.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Olson.
Our manager, why have you split the put the arts and cultural heritage in between the natural resources? You come back to protect and restore its lakes, rivers, streams, and wetlands.
Sarah Pugamore.
Madam Chair, Sarah Olson, the bulk of the money in this amendment does go to water, and the second group is fish and wildlife, and then the third is arts and cultural. And the last, the lakes, rivers, streams, and wetlands, is a combination of the outdoor heritage account and the Heritage Enhancement Fund and the Great Outdoors Fund. So that crosses both of those. And so I think that was the thinking on this. We get the three legs first, and then the one that that clearly crosses both two funds is mentioned last. Because as you can tell, lakes, rivers, streams, and wetlands has to do with quality of water, but it also has to do with both wildlife in terms of hunting and fishing.
Sarah Olson?
It seemed to me to make more sense to start with it rather than to end with it. That the overall, the overarching one is to protect and restore its lakes, rivers, streams, and wetlands through the protection of the state's water quality and groundwater. Okay. And then list those three. But if that's an overarching one, otherwise it seems like it's either set apart.
Well, Madam Chair. Sarah Olson, I think the thrust of this amendment is to protect, I think the bulk of this amendment, the largest part of the money in the amendment, of the 3/8 that will be expended on, will be to protect state's water quality. That is the landmark piece of this. And so I think you lead with that. 43% of the money, I think it's 43% if I'm not mistaken, goes to the outdoors heritage, which is by and large clean water. Then you have a third, which is about $96 million, that goes to hunting and fishing, and then about 24% that goes to cultural heritage.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Olson,
Madam Chair, Senator Sachs, I wouldn't be happy to not have forests mentioned here. Is there any reason why that has been excluded?
I don't think it was excluded on purpose. I think.
Is there any damage to including it?
It's not in the Constitution, by the way. Mr. Watson.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I was just looking at the constitutional language up on lines 9 through 15 and not seeing a reference to forestry or forests. We've got habitat and land resources.
Madam Chair, Sarah Olson?
The land and forest resources would probably be a way to include it.
Where would you do that?
Line 11. 111. Have a comma.
Page 2.
Land and forest resources.
On the A18 amendment?
Yes.
Land and forest, I think that'd be appropriate. Why don't we come back to that? We'll come back to that. That's a separate place, but I think we could come back to that. And you would like to see it in the constitutional amendment language also, Senator Olson?
If we can.
So that would be protect.
Same thing on line 131.
Senator Olson, we're working off the
A20.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
So it would be on line 1.5 after land, insert and forest, I think.
Mr. Chairman, or Madam Chair, you could take out that and, but habitat, natural land, and forest resources.
I would incorporate that. I think that's a good amendment.
Senator Pogomiller, it sounds like we need one more comma then.
Another comma or not?
Mr. Chairman, as I understand the change, it would be on line 5, delete the final and after land, insert comma, and forest.
I think that's a good amendment. I would just incorporate that.
Okay. Any other discussion on the A?
And then Sarah also will come back and amend the other language after we do this.
Any other discussion on the A20 as amended, or the incorporated language? Senator Pogomiller moves the A20 with the incorporated language. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's adopted.
Then, Madam Chair, I think, Senator Olson, you want to move on the A18 that was adopted. On line 11, was it?
Mm-hmm.
The same amendment. Strike the and after the word land, insert comma, insert and forest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is that your amendment, Sarah Olson?
Sarah Olson?
Pardon?
Is that your amendment?
The same, yes. Okay. The same thing as you incorporated in the question.
And Senator Olson's motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same side. Motion's adopted.
Madam Chair.
Senator Pogomiller.
Madam Chair, I would move that Senate File 6, as amended, be recommended to pass. And with that motion, members, I would like to mention that you're aware that the amendment, that the bill is in fairly different form in the House, but they are moving in their committees. It's my understanding that they intend on moving the bill this year. And so I think that this is not for naught.
Chairman, Madam Chair, we adopted Senator Olson's amendment to the A20 amendment, but did we adopt the amendment?
Yes, we did. Senator Berglund and Senator Pogomiller incorporated into his amendment.
Okay,
so on the Pogomiller motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same side.
No.
The motion adopted.
Okay, thank you, members. I believe that's everything on the agenda. So we'll adjourn, and then we do need some members on the floor in a few minutes to take the committee report. So, meeting adjourned.